Marco.
Good morning. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Rosh Chodesh Tov.
Hello?
Did you hear me?
No, sir. Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I was just saying Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Rosh Chodesh Tov.
Rosh Chodesh Tov to you as well.
And good morning.
And absolutely good morning.
I hope it's not too rainy, cold, and snowy over there.
No, it's actually warm and overcast. Supposed to be in the 70s today.
Okay.
And it's supposed to start raining. It's not raining yet, but it will. That's okay. We'll stay in and study.
Sounds like a good idea.
Right. It's a good plan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Hanukkah and Rosh Chodesh Tov.
Yes, thank you. To you too.
So, since Hannah sent me a wonderful commentary or translation commentary on Psalm 45, and I haven't had time to include it in the handout since prepare for it. So we're going to go to Tehillim 46 today and plan to do 45 in the next week. Perhaps it'll take us 2 weeks with the additions that are there. So please, we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. The handouts can be found on the Unique Astrological Times link. When that opens up, scroll down to the Tanit Dibur discussion that is after Rosh Chodesh Tevet. And click on the Psalms landing page link. And everything that you'll need is from there. Hashem Yehud Shabbat Yehudish Kintay Dib Hilu Urchimu Uthilu Uthilu Urchimu Leachta Leshem Yudhe Bavadhe Yehuda Filim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehinu Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Koranei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Koranei Hu. Tehillim 46. Rabbi Sutton has not yet completed his translation of Psalm 46. We will use another translation, which is in the link below. The Kavanah, this psalm tells of the Gog and Magog era, which is the Messianic age, when man will cast aside his weapons and warfare will be no more. And may we all say, Amen. This is the Kavanah to have when saying this song. The first word is Lam Natseach. And please refer to the introduction in the Yearning for Redemption PDF, which is the typical place we go to for our studies of the Psalms. But remember, that introduction is very long, but it's packed with information. If you haven't read it yet, please do so. If you have read it yet, consider rereading it. There are 12 verses in Psalm 46, and this connects to Hashem in all three columns, the four letters in the three columns each, and also the 12 tribes of Israel. We will now transfer to the Nechon Mamre website for the Psalms. And once that opens up, scroll down to chapter 46. It's about 2 inches, a little less than 2 inches down on the page. Verse 1. Lanatseach livne korach al alamot shir. For the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korach upon alamot, a song. I will just mention a couple of things. The sons of Korah were destroyed.
Hi, Angela.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
And good morning.
Good morning.
We are in Psalm 46 in verse 1. I've read the Hebrew. I've read the English translation of verse 1, and I'm making a few comments.
Okay, sorry.
The sons of Korah died in the earthquake that swallowed Korah and all of the people who followed him. I believe it was 250. People, which connects to the gematria of the Hebrew word ner, meaning candle. So there's a real question. The sons of Korah, did they write these poems before the earthquake, before the rebellion? And the I believe it's the Zohar, it may be the Talmud as well. It teaches that the sons of Korah, as they were falling into the depths of... We are getting some background noise, so please mute your phones. Thank you. As they were falling into the depths of Gehinnom, they had thoughts of Teshuvah. And therefore, they didn't die. And they wrote these songs of Korach, the sons of Korach. These psalms were written in that process of Teshuvah. They didn't actually do actions of Teshuvah. And we are taught that it's only the actions that count in the physical world. But here we have an example of Teshuvah occurs with thoughts if you have no opportunity to do the actions. Now, the word alamot, the first three letters is one of the 72 names, and it's the 72 name that has to do with protection from negative thoughts. And that's why this word is not translatable. Because unless you are familiar with the 72 names, you do not make this connection. The second verse. Elohim lanu machasewaos Ezra betzarot nimtzameot. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You'll notice in this English translation they did not, well, they did, they put the word very in the phrase, which is the word meod. But it's important for us to remember that the Kabbalah teaches that the second day of creation, it does not say that it was good. But on the third day of creation, it says it was very good. And the word that's used is meod. And the Kabbalah explains that meod in that verse represents the creation of the negative system of Satan. There are eight words in the second verse connecting us to Bina. And 31 letters, which connects to the name El, Aleph Lamed. And El is a name connected to Bina also. The third verse. Alkein lo nira v'hamir aretz uvod harim v'lev yami. Therefore will we not fear through though the earth do change, and though the mountains be moved into the heart of the seas. There are 10 words connecting to the 10 sephirot. And this verse is hinting at the prophecy that there will be a earthquake that will move mountains. And the prophecy is that three mountains will come together. Mount Zion, Mount Sinai, and I always forget the third one. And those three mountains will come together. And this is where the third temple will reside after it comes down from heaven. And man will put on the doors of the temple that will come from the sea, having been swallowed by the sea. These are metaphorical, but maybe they're actual. The fourth verse. Yehemu yehmeru meimav yirasu shu harim begawato selah. For the waters thereof roar and foam, though the mountains shake at the swelling thereof, selah. Remember, the word selah represents a pause in the flow of the Hebrew. A pause that is meant to contemplate what is said. They English translation. Though the waters thereof roar and foam, though the mountains shake at the swelling thereof. Selah. Seven words connecting to the physical world, the world of earthquakes, the world of change. The fifth verse. Nahar Pelagav Yisamchu Yir Elohim Kadosh Mishkene Elyon. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of Hashem. Excuse me, the city of Elohim, the holiest dwelling place of the Most High. Eight words connecting to Bina. Four letters, which is the Hebrew word dal, dalet lamet, which is one of the words for poorness, for lack. And you'll notice that there are a number of words who lack the completion with the letter Vav. Most importantly is the word Kadosh. And you'll notice the vowels, the vowel under the Kuf is not a Patach, but a Sva, also indicating this same idea of lack. The sixth verse. Elohim b'kirba b'al timot ye'azreha yazreha Elohim lifnot boker. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her at the approach of morning. Eight words connecting to Bina. You're getting a sense that this is a psalm connecting to the world that is coming, which is Bina. Four letters connecting to Dal, Dalad Lamad, the doorway to teaching. The seventh verse. Ha Mugoim Matu Mamlachot Natan Bekolo Ta Mugaretz. Nations were in tumult, kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Eight words connecting to Bina. Thirty-one letters connecting to the name of God. L, also connected to Bina. Verse 8. Adonai Tzvaot Imanu Mizrach. Anu. Elohei Akosela. Hashem of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our high tower, Selah. 8 words. Letters connecting to L. The 9th verse. Lechu chazu mifalot Adonai asher sam shamot baretz. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who hath made desolations in the earth. Eight words. The word that is translated as desolations is shamot, which also is the word for names. And the saying of a name is a saying, is a form of creation. This comes from the teachings of the Kabbalah. 8 words. Twenty-nine letters, I usually tell you, and I'm telling you again, is the gematria of the 2 letters that creates the month of Av, as well as the month or the astrological sign of Leo. Av, meaning father, is a connection to Hashem. But I recently come across an interesting aspect that the number 29 also connects to the Hebrew names for a mule and for 3 other animals. Not all are used in sacrifices. I'm not sure of the meaning of that relationship, but I've become aware of it. The 10th verse. Mashbit milchamot ad kitzei haaretz keshet yishaber kitzeitz Chaniach, Chanit, Agalot, Yisrof, Baesh. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burns the chariots in the fire. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes. 12 words connecting to Hashem's name on the right, Hashem's name on the left, and Hashem's name in the central column. The 11th verse. Harpudu ki anochi Elohim. Arum bagoim, arum baretz. Let be and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. 9 words connecting either to Yesod or to Chachma. So we again count the letters. Thirty-six letters connects to the 36 Tzaddikim. This is an aspect of Yesod. When this verse comes into fruition, it will be an indication that Yesod has stopped the wars. And soon the wars in the earth will follow suit. The 11th verse. Harpu udu ki anochi Elohim arum bagoim arum baretz. Let be and know that I am Hashem. Let be and know that I am Elohim. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. It can also be translated as on the earth. Nine words connecting to Yesod or Chachma. Counting letters. Thirty-six letters connecting to Yesod and to the 36 hidden Tzaddikim. Always remember there are 72 Tzaddikim, 36 revealed and 36 concealed. Ultimately, all 72 will become revealed. The 12th verse. Adonai Tzivaot Imanu Mizkav Lanu Elohei Yaakov Selah. Hashem of hosts is with us. Mishkav, the God of Jacob, is our high tower. Selah. Eight words connecting to Bina. Thirty-one letters connecting to the name of God, El. I will now read the Hebrew verses in sequence. Tehillim 46. Lo natzeach livnei Korah al alamot shir. Elohim lanu machase weos Ezra v'tzarot nimsa meot Al kein lo nira behamir aretz Ubod harim belev yamin Yechemu yechmeru Me'mav yirashu karim begavato sel. Nahar Pilagav Yisamhu Ir Elohim Kodesh Mishkene Elyon Elohim Bekir Ba Baltimot Yazreha Elohim Leaf Note Boker Amu Goim Matu Mamlachot Natan Bekolo Tamu Garets Adonai Yohe Wahe Tzivaot Imanu Mizgav Lanu Elohe Yaakov Sela Lechu Azu Mifalot Adonai Yohe Wahe Asher Sam Shamot Baret Mashbid milchamot ad kitzei haaretz keshet yishaber v'kitzetz hachanit agalot yisrok baesh arpu udu ki anohi Elohim Arum Bagoim Arum Baretz Adonai Yohe Wahe Tzivaot Imanu Mizgav Lanu Elohe Yaakov Sela. That's the end of the psalm. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a beautiful day. Shabbat Shalom. A Kodesh Tov, and all the blessings of the miracles and wonders associated with the lights of Hanukkah. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom, and those blessings return to you as well.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Hanukkah.
Shalom.